Picking the Route, 1830 to 1860. August 13, 1859, was a hot day in Council Bluffs, Iowa. The settlement was on the western boundary of the state, just across the Missouri River from the Nebraska village of Omaha. A politician from the neighboring state of Illinois, Abraham Lincoln, went to Concert Hall to make a speech. In the audience was Grenville Mellon Dodge, a 28-year-old railroad engineer. The next day, he joined a group of citizens who had gathered on the big porch of the Pacific House, a hotel, to hear Lincoln answer questions. When Lincoln had finished and the crowd dispersed, W. H. M. Pusey, with whom the speaker was staying, recognized young Dodge. He pointed out Dodge to Lincoln and said that the young engineer knew more about railroads than any two men in the country. That snapped Lincoln's head around. He studied Dodge intently for a moment and then said, "Let's go meet." He and Pusey strolled across the porch to a bench where Dodge was sitting. Pusey introduced them. Lincoln sat down beside Dodge, crossed his long legs, swung his foot for a moment, put his big hand on Dodge's forearm, and went straight to the point. "Dodge, what's the best route for a Pacific railroad to the west?" Dodge instantly replied, "From this town out the Platte Valley." Lincoln thought that over for a moment or two, then asked, "Why do you think so?" Dodge replied that the route of the 42nd parallel was the most practical and economic for building the railroad, which made Council Bluffs the logical point of beginning. "Why?" Lincoln wanted to know. "Because of the railroad's building from Chicago to this point," Dodge answered, "and because of the uniform grade along the Platte Valley all the way to the Rocky Mountains." Lincoln went on with his questions until he had gathered from Dodge all the information Dodge had reaped privately doing surveys for the Rock Island Railroad Company on the best route to the west. Or, as Dodge later put it, "He shelled my woods completely and got all the information I'd collected."